I have said it once, and I will say it again. All I want to be is a potato. Hi there. This is entry 7 of Han's Diary, and I feel really calm. I feel peaceful inside of me. And I think it's because I prayed the Holy Rosary. So the Holy Rosary is a prayer that Catholics say using a tool called the Rosary to help them count their prayers. So they basically recite a set of prayers over and over again. And they go over things called the mysteries. And the mysteries are just basically stories about Christ and Mary. And, you know, the mysteries are there to teach us lessons. So, basically you say some prayers, say a couple of Hail Marys, then you read a mystery, then you say another prayer, and you say another couple of Hail Marys, and then you read another mystery. So you keep doing that until you read the fifth mystery, and then you say your final prayer. And that's basically it. It's just, it's calming. This is the second time I'm doing it. And I feel really relaxed. I feel really peaceful. I feel a lot of peace on the inside. And it's not because I believe that there's some supernatural being doing something. It's just because reciting prayers and doing those things, it's like meditation. So it puts me in a state of mindfulness and thoughtfulness where I get to ruminate over things that are weighing heavy on my heart, or to just ease them out of my system. So it is really, really relaxing. I swear on my life it is. But I think that's why people stick with religion, despite the many parts of it that don't make sense. These little traditions, these little routines and those things that they just bring comfort into a person's life, and it bring peace, and so you feel like without this I can't survive. They become this crutch that you're walking with, but you don't even realize that it's there. You don't realize that it's a crutch, and you don't realize how it could be, and you get so lost in it that you get so addicted that you cannot understand why someone else chooses to live without it. You question their behavior, question their motives, because this thing that you, these little routines, you know, these little prayers, these stories that just help you disconnect from the real world and connect to some really beautiful thing that keeps you centered, you can't see how someone else can survive without it. You feel like no one can do without them, when in reality there are people who can, and that's just it. And it's just really that's it about that. And it's just a really calming thing that I did, and it really chilled me out. Today I was having a conversation with my uncle, and also on my WhatsApp status I posted a picture, and the picture says Jesus will slap the shit out of you, and in my caption I wrote, if you're homophobic, transphobic, misogynistic or tribalistic, and you claim that your Jesus loves everyone, I just want you to know that he will slap you silly, because, you know, he's supposed to be loving and shit, and you're not loving, so there's that. So you're going to get a lot of slaps. That's basically what I was trying to say. And my uncle responds to it, and he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you cannot say your Jesus loves everyone and then be hateful towards people. Like, you're supposed to be like him. That's the point. And then he starts saying all of this thing that Jesus loves everyone. And I start asking, if Jesus loves everyone, why did he order the mass genocide of people? So we talk about, you think about the stories in the Bible where people were murdered by God, by God's power. Where people were struck dead by his power. Take Ananias and Sapphira. Take the Israelites, whenever they did whatever it is that pissed God off. The Canaanites who were killed because God wanted to give the land of the Canaanites to the Israelites. And you think about those people that had died as a result of God's doing or God's command, and you just think, if God really loves everyone, why is he doing this kind of thing? Then my uncle is like, you cannot understand, or you cannot question God. He is God. I'm like, I guess that's why I struggle with religion, because if I see you doing something that doesn't make sense, I'm going to question it. And he's like, well, it's not a cult. You can't ask questions, but you cannot challenge God's authority. I guess that's what he was trying to say. And I just tell him, you know what? So I ask him, does that mean you agree? Do you think what God did was just? And he's like, he doesn't want to think about it. Doesn't want to question God. Well, the conversation ended. It didn't really end. I can't remember what I said to him anymore. But that's as far as it went. And that's why I'm agnostic. Because I'm agnostic not because God has done evil. Because I'm just agnostic because I don't know for sure that there's a supernatural being out there that created heaven and earth and is capable of doing anything and everything and being everywhere and anywhere, wherever, whenever. Yeah, the entire concept of God just isn't something that people can prove beyond doubt. It's not something that they can prove with infallible evidence. So I just feel like, nah, I'm not for that. I don't want to be stressed. Do I believe that there's God? I think that my belief is tied with my knowledge. So if I see it, I'll believe it, basically. But I have been struggling a lot with labels lately. So I don't know where I belong. I feel like choosing one label puts me in the box as that one thing, and I'm not allowed to be anything else. So if I say I'm an atheist, I can't, and you know, people don't want to hear me say things like, oh my God, or God bless you, or Jesus loves you. And meanwhile, these are just things I can use as part of my expression. But then if I say I'm atheist, people never want to hear things from me like, I think God is silly, or God is unfair, or God is mean. People don't want to hear me say I don't believe what God is doing is right. And people don't want to hear that from me. But I can't find, I don't know if there's like a middle ground. So I will stick with agnostic as my label, but when it comes to religion, but nothing like that. Even with my sexuality, I feel like it's evolving every day, and all I can see from it is that sexuality is fluid. Previous listener, by the time you are listening to this podcast, I would have edited the pansexual homoromantic out of my description, because I don't even know if I am truly homoromantic. Like, do I think I am only romantically attracted to women, or is it just because I am currently in a relationship with a woman? Is that the reason why? Could it be that I could have the way I could be sexually attracted to men, I could also be romantically attracted to men? I'm also taking into account the fact that I've been in a relationship with about three guys, and I've never felt a bond as strong as I feel with my current partner. So where does that leave me? I don't know where I fit in anymore. I think that I am not... Okay, there's something in science, in chemistry. Yes, when discussing atoms. So someone made Okay, in the theory of atoms, different scientists came up with different theories about the structure of atoms and how it works. Now, somebody had a plum pudding model. Now, the plum pudding model that talks about the atoms is that in the atoms there are proton, neutron, and electrons. But at that point that the plum pudding model was developed, I think the neutrons had not been discovered yet. So the plum pudding was... Oh my God, why am I confused? I'm so sorry. The plum pudding model stated that the electrons are scattered like pieces of fruit in a pudding, and that the proton is the pudding itself. So I feel like I am the pudding, and then the labels are just pieces of fruit in me, the pudding. So some might be conflicting, or some might be different, like opposites of each other, which kind of makes me a paradox. Yeah, so these are the different things that are going on within me that makes me feel like I don't want a label. But labels are cool and they're fun. I mean, you get to have flags and symbols and all that, but whatever. I can do without flags, I can do without symbols. Actually, I can't. I'm sad. I want labels. I want labels. Yeah, so it's just that. And someone sent in a message and asked me about queer people who are religious.
On the topic, the podcast on Catholicism, I want to know from your point of view, what do you think about queers or the LGBTQI plus community being religious? Like, how are your thoughts and views on that one?
I think queer people who are religious understand they're more progressive. That's my assumption, or that's been my experience with queer people in religion. The queer people who have accepted their identity and also happen to be religious know what it's like to be oppressed, and so they are more accepting, they're more open, they're more loving. And it's not about the religion's oppression of them, the religious system that oppresses them. It's more about their relationship with the God that they believe in. That's what the religious is, their religiosity is all about. It's never about what people think or what people have said or how people have treated queer people in that religious space, but it's about their relationship with their God. So like Nigerians would say, it's you and your God. And I think that's how it works for queer people that are religious, you know, that have accepted their identity and also walk hand in hand with religion. So I think, but the opposite is what it is for queer people who are still questioning and who have yet to accept who they are. They tend to bottle up and suppress their feelings, and it, you know, it's just bad. It's generally bad. I've been there, done that. It pushed me to a very dark place, and I never want to have to go back there again. It's just a horrible place to be in. There's that. Yeah. So that's that for today. That's all. Thank you all for sending your message. Keep sending in messages of things that made you smile so that I can live through you. And I've told you the thing that gave me peace today. Okay, I think for today we should do things that gave you peace. Anything, any activity or any thoughts, any statement you read or heard that just gave you peace inside, share your messages with me. I would love to hear them. All right, thank you for listening. Bye.